endangered species. Psalm 78. Remember when men were men? Remember when you could tell by looking? Remember when men knew who they were, liked how they were, and didn't want to be anything but what they were? Remember when it was the men who boxed and wrestled and bragged about how much they could bench press? Remember when it was the women who wore the makeup, the earrings, and the bikinis? Remember when it was the men who initiated the contact and took the lead in a relationship, made lifelong commitments, and modeled a masculinity grounded in security and stability? I am talking about men who are discerning, decisive, strong-hearted, who know where they are going and are confident enough in themselves and their God to get them there. Men who aren't afraid to take the lead, to stand tall, firm in their principles, even when the going gets rough. Such qualities not only inspire the respect of women, they also engender healthy admiration among younger men and boys who hunger for heroes. We need clear-thinking, hard-working, straight-talking men who, while tender, thoughtful, and loving, don't feel the need to ask permission for taking charge. Over the last 3 decades, we have seen a major assault on masculinity. The results are well represented in the arts, the media, the world of fashion, and among those who have become the heroes of our young people. On the heels of a bloody civil war, Josiah Holland wrote a passionate prayer on behalf of our country. It begins, "God, give us men." But the truth is, God doesn't give a nation men. He gives us boys. Baby boys, adolescent boys, impressionable boys, who need to know what becoming a man is all about. God's plan is still as He designed it at creation, and it starts in the home. Men, are you modeling manhood according to God's word? Moms and dads, are you raising your sons to be authentically masculine? If not, why not? Think it over. These are the words of Pastor Charles Swindoll. Did you know that there is only one thing that God can use to make a real man? Do you know what it is that He uses? I will tell you what it is. It is a little boy. Father power is a tremendously strong and powerful force in the world of human development. Show me a young man, and for the most part, I can tell you very much about his father, his role model. I can tell you what kind of man the father is or was. You see, the old saying is still true today. The apple does not fall far from the tree. All human beings learn primarily from observation. They learn how to act, to live, to get along with others, to eat, to talk, to walk, by observing their parents or other authority figures in their lives while still in their infancy and adolescence. What they see and observe almost always becomes the template on which they grow into their mature actions and activities. All you need to do to confirm this last statement is to simply observe the offspring of a man and or a woman you know or knew personally from their youth through to the present date. You certainly must have heard the old saying, like father, like son. Children most usually grow to be just like their parents, regardless of sex. Now, whether you like this next statement or not, or whether you agree with it or not, the truth is still the truth, and it remains the truth with or without your personal approval. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and everything on and in it. On the sixth day of the 7 days of creation, God created man, Adam, in his own likeness. Adam then named all of the other creatures created by God. So therefore, as relates to the human race, God created Adam first. The man came first, before the woman, so as to become the head of the family. Now, ladies, don't get mad or upset. These are not my rules. The batting order was predetermined by God Almighty himself. The entire events were accurately recorded in the Holy Bible in the book of Genesis, chapters 1 and 2. This entire development bears great significance. Since Adam came first, he was given much more responsibility to meet all of the needs of the family. It was the man's primary responsibility. It was his place to take care of the woman and make full provision and to provide complete protection for her. That was and still is a tremendous personal responsibility. Again, by design, Adam's shoulders were broader and stronger than those of Eve's. The man was designed to be the stronger of the two, as his responsibilities were considered by God to be bigger and heavier, and therefore he needed to be stronger to carry a bigger and heavier load than that of the woman, as relates to the family unit. Please keep in mind that the scriptures specifically tell us in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18, New King James Version, "And then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." God most clearly puts the man at the head of the family. He is to be the provider and the protector. It is the woman's purpose, as intended by her Creator, to complete and fulfill her husband, to be a completer and a helper. It was never intended for the woman to take on the man's role, nor was the man ever intended to perform the duties and tasks of the woman. God's desire was for the man to be 100% man, and for the woman to be 100% woman. Only then could there be happiness and completeness in the family unit. Only then could God's intended purpose for his finest creation be complete. Whenever there is confusion in the roles of the man and the woman, there will be chaos and catastrophe in the family unit. It can only work properly and with great effect when it is lived according to God's design rules. Is there any wonder why things within the family unit are so messed up and chaotic these days? One thing is for sure. If you want happiness and peace within the family unit, if you want healthy, well-rounded, and cohesive family members, then you must do things the way God who created man, wanted them to be done. You cannot violate or be disobedient to God and His laws and ever expect Him to bless you and reward you. He will never violate His own character. God is a loving God, but He is also a God of justice, and He is no respecter of persons. His laws and His intentions apply equally the same to everyone. No exceptions. God expressly tells us that the family unit is the mainstay of any society. That is the way He intended it to be. The God-designed and God-blessed family unit provides the stability of any civilization. God defines and recognizes that a marriage, according to His design plan, is by and between one man and one woman, a male and a female. Anything other than that, He declares, as an abomination. Totally wrong and totally unacceptable. If you desire to reap the blessings and benefits that God wants to give to you, then you must live your own life in complete accord to His rules that He clearly and succinctly lays out in His holy word. God's greatest blessings to all of you.